Reb Chatzel Levenstein has a sefer in Chumash called Yad Yecheskel. It's not part of the series, but it's a separate sefer put out by a Talmud. And he has the following Ha'orah. The famous Chazal said that Eliezer approached Avraham, that Avraham should marry Eliezer's daughter. And Avraham told Eliezer that I'm a Baruch and you're an Arur, and an Arur cannot be Mistabak and Baruch, and therefore we can't do the Shidduch. Later on in the Parsha, the pasuk says, "Boy Baruch Hashem," and Chazal say that he was Yotzim and Klal Oror, and he entered into the state of Baruch. Now, let's assume our argument say that Avraham was not just being Doichahim Bekash, but he was seriously gave that answer. It means Avraham was saying that I can't tell you that it wasn't a possibility that your daughter would be fit for my son, but since there's an impediment of Oror and Baruch, it's not an option. Now Eliezer becomes a Baruch. So it seems to me that potentially that's an option. So why isn't that now considered as an option? What moved Eliezer from the state of being an Orer to being a Baruch? And basically what moved him was the ability to totally negate his desire, his interests, take himself out of the picture, and focus on what Avraham asked him to do. See, he would totally mevatel himself to the rutzen of his master. As noticed in the whole parsha, it never mentions Eliezer by name. That Avraham takes Eliezer, makes him swear, and then Eliezer goes on his journey and his mission. And the whole time it talks about an Ish or an Eved, it never calls him Eliezer. So that's to hint to the fact that he was totally self-effacing, totally took himself out of the picture. And he focused on what's best for Avraham. That ability to take yourself out of the picture and focus on somebody else really is the sort of Avraham's Midah of Chesed. That Avraham was able to take himself out of the picture and focus on the needs and what's important to other people. A Baal Chesed is a person who is a source of blessing. He is a source to somebody else. Eliezer became the vehicle to bring the Klal Yisrael into being, into bringing that Yitzchak should marry Rivka, and that would then bring forth a Yaakov Avinu. So Eliezer became that vehicle. He became a source of Baruch of Baruch because he negated himself. So obviously it's impossible at that point in time for him to turn around and say, oh, my daughter. What do you mean your daughter? The whole reason why you were successful is because you took yourself out of the picture. You weren't thinking about yourself. You weren't thinking about what you want. You're thinking about what's best for somebody else, what somebody else wants or needs. So this concept of taking oneself out of the picture, so that means that each person really, Rosham has a role for them in this world. The Rosham has a desire, what they should accomplish, what they should do with their lives. And the more we're aware of it, and more that we try and focus on that, and not so much what I want and what it's that type of a thought process, that makes us into a mitzias of being a baruch, a source of bracha to the world, a source of tremendous schus that we will become the vehicle and the conduit through which tremendous bracha will be brought to the world. Have a good Shabbos.